Dr. Ellen Hodges is the chief of staff for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Our test positivity rate has really dramatically increased in the last 2 weeks. That is an indication of a pandemic out of control.
In those 2 weeks, 126 people in the region tested positive for COVID-19, accounting for nearly half the cases since the pandemic began. In those 2 weeks, the percentage of people testing positive jumped from 1% to nearly 5%. That's a sharp increase in a short period of time. YKHC is conducting about the same number of tests, but more people are testing positive. If that rate keeps climbing, that likely means people will not get the health care they need. Hodges says it will overwhelm YKHC's capacity to test enough people to know who is sick and who isn't.
Once your test positivity rate gets to, say, 10 or 12%, then the virus is basically raging out of control. You're not testing enough people. You don't have enough people to test all the people. And a lot of people are getting sick and are in the community who are positive and not getting tested.
To prevent the region from reaching that point, YKHC is urging everyone to stop hosting and attending gatherings with people outside their households. YKHC's case investigations show that most cases in the region were contracted from people gathering with family and friends.
The people you know, it's not, for the most part, it's not strangers. It's not, we're not seeing much transmission, say, in the grocery store, things like that.
One person in the region who tested positive infected over 40 people with the virus by visiting with others. Hodges says the transmission can happen quickly and from someone who appears healthy.
The largest amount of virus that you have in your system is actually in that 36 hours before you start showing symptoms. So you may feel perfectly well, but still be able to infect people.
Other people never experience symptoms, but can still transmit the virus. The warning to stop gathering with friends and family becomes more urgent as temperatures drop and people start spending more time indoors and as the holidays approach. The warning also applies to outdoor gatherings.
Now is not the time. Keep your social circles nice and small. Keep them real tight. Maybe your household only, maybe one or two people whose mask wearing and infection control matches your own.
Community spread of the virus has occurred in Bethel, Quinnahock, and Nunapichuk. In Quinnahock, the outbreaks are still occurring, but the pace of new cases is slowing. At least 66 people in the village have tested positive in the past 2 weeks. In Nunapichuk, there are no active cases after a long lockdown.
There are some families there who have been in quarantine for weeks, and I'm just so grateful for everyone and everything that they've done to make that outbreak better. But it really involved a concerted village-wide effort to hunker down and shelter in place and not do visiting, not leaving their household, and just working really, really hard to get that under control.
YKHC began community-wide COVID-19 testing in Chivac this week after a resident tested positive for the virus. YKHC says it will take everyone following health precautions to contain the virus in the region by avoiding gatherings, wearing a mask in public, washing hands frequently, and quarantining after travel. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.